The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're talking about how to dump the slump. Now, if you've never been in a slump, this might not mean much to you, but most of us at one time or another have just felt like we've got a bad case of the blah.
Yeah, some of the most common symptoms of a slump are feeling like you're not as motivated as you used to be, or maybe you just feel a little bit stuck in the same old. Boredom can also be a side effect of a slump.
And sometimes the slump might be specific to one area of your life. Like, there have been a few times when I've been in a hair slump, and I've got the unfortunate pictures to prove it. Had to get a whole new haircut just to break out of the slump. And we've all gone through a work slump when you just feel like nothing you do is going well. I'd say frustration is probably the number one symptom of a slump.
Been there, done that.
Yep.
And we should mention that a slump is obviously not the same thing as a depression. A doctor can help you figure out if what you're feeling is depression, but if it is just a slump, there are a few things you can do to help shake yourself out of it.
And that's what we'll be talking about this week. So join us back here tomorrow and we'll tackle some different ways to dump a slump. Until then, find us online at nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.